Mr. Robeson, you're here with Captain Mahoney from 311. If you just like go ahead and get started.
Okay, great. Can I just get your details? It's Captain. What's your first name?
It's Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W.
M-A-H-O-N-Y or E-Y?
M-A-H-O-N-E-Y.
Okay, great. And how old are you?
I'm 30 years old.
30? And what's your hometown?
I'm sorry?
Your hometown.
Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, excellent. And what unit are you with? You're a company commander, or battery commander.
Well, during the exercise, I was a battery commander from Mike Battery, 3rd Battalion, 11th Marines.
M Battery, 3rd Battalion. M Battery, 3rd Battalion.
11th Marines,
11th. 11th MEF, is it? It's 11th Marine Expeditionary Force or Marine...
It would be 11th Marines Regiment.
Marine Regiment, okay, great. You already went to Darwin. When did you go there?
We arrived in Darwin around the 12th of August of this year, and we left on the 12th of September.
And left when in September?
What's that?
Sorry, it's very quiet, the line. You said you left in September?
Well, yeah. It's the 12th of August, we arrived in Darwin,
mm-hmm.
and then the 12th of
September,
we departed Darwin.
Sorry, I just still didn't get the date. September, did you say?
Can you say that again? Sorry.
Yeah, could you just repeat the date that you left?
Yep, it was 12th September we left.
Okay, so you're there for a month. And is that the first time you've been to Australia?
That's my first time, yes. And most of the Marines in the battery's first time as well.
And so what was the most interesting thing that you saw over there?
The most interesting thing would probably be... relative to Australia, would have been the wildlife is the amount of crocodiles everywhere. I think that was pretty interesting. They're a lot larger than anything we see here in the United States, and they've got them pretty much everywhere.
There's not many crocodiles in Brooklyn, obviously. So,
no, definitely not.
And what about the Aussies? What were they like?
I'll tell you, they're probably one of the friendliest coalition units I've ever worked with. Real helpful, understanding, and just a really good time. They're just real positive. They welcomed us right in there and made us feel at home for the entire month we were there, helped us with whatever we needed.
And did you get any chance to go off duty and get out on the town in Darwin?
We did, yes. We did have some liberty, mostly local. Darwin is pretty isolated, so any liberty we had was in Darwin. And I'd say the same thing of the local populace there in downtown Darwin. Very friendly. I had no issues with the Marines on liberty going out in town, be it, you know, going out on tours or going to the local bars or clubs. No issues at all. No fighting. Nothing really major at all happened. So it was overall a great experience.
This was nice. And when you heard that this was going to be like a regular sort of mission for the Marines, were the guys excited when they heard that?
I think it's a pretty good place to go do some training, to rotate through. I think for the Marines go overall, I think Marines going there would be happy and would enjoy both quality training in their facility there. It's called Mount Bundy, which is just outside Darwin. It's a great training area. And then also, you know, just for downtown Liberty, it was really good time as well. So they're getting the both of best, you know, best worlds. It's not Sydney. It's just a little bit different. You know, it's a little more isolated, but it's definitely an interesting place, and it was fun.
Did you go to Sydney as well?
No, I did not, but, you know, everybody compares it to Sydney and the beaches and stuff like that. There's no beaches there. It's a little bit of a smaller kind of city feel and definitely different, like I said, just due to the lack of beaches, crocodiles, a little more rural as we're used to in the States, I guess, vice more less city type area.
And do you think there's a chance that you could be going back there again?
For me personally, no, I don't think so. Maybe in the future for hopefully for artillery to continue to do this exchange program, because we were there on it's a battery level combat arms reciprocal exchange program. So it was an artillery specific this time. They've done it in the past with tanks, and the exercise was called Gold Eagle 2011. Hopefully they do another artillery one in the future, because it was great training for both your friends and for us.
Where are you guys based? You're based in California, Pendleton?
Yeah, we're at 29 Palms, California.
Okay, well, is there anything else that you can think of that that you think you'd like to tell Marines across the Marine Corps? They're sort of thinking that they might end up going to Australia at some stage?
Like I said, I'd say two things. One kind of liberty and one training. I'd say for the training aspect, Mount Bundy is their big training area. I equate it similar somewhat to Fort Bragg for the Marines who have been there before. It kind of looks like that. It's a lot of clay, trees, wooded area. Very hot in the summer, very humid, and then they have a wet season where it's all flooded out. So you got some extreme temperatures there in that it's closer to the humid, hot side by the cold side. So it's a little bit warmer and humid. And then, but it's good training, really a good training area. On the Liberty side, I'd say downtown Darwin is fun. It has people from all around the world there. The majority of it is backpackers, so there's college age. Students traveling through the summertime, and you know that's the kind of environment that the downtown area is. It's very accommodating to backpackers, travelers, tourists, things like that. So it was definitely a good time for all of my Marines that participated in this exercise. That really is.
Okay, buddy. Well, thanks very much for your time, and I guess I'll just. I'll head off to work.
Okay.
All right.
And, my only question to you is this for Stars and Stripes?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, this is Stars and Stripes. Actually, I already filed the story that I was going to use this with, but I might just send some more queries and see if I can get some bit more information about the units that are likely to head over there, and maybe we could come up with a different angle and use your comments in a follow-up story.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right. Okay, hey, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.
Lieutenant Kane, you still on?
Yes, sir.
Do you need anything else from me, or are we all set?
Yeah, we're all set, and I'll be in touch with you.
The other party has disconnected.
The story drops, and I'll let you know.
To reconnect, press 1.
That sounds good.
To return to the main menu, press 3. To return to dial tone, press 9. To repeat this menu, press 0. To return to dial tone, press star. The other party has disconnected.